It's that time on the radio, which comes into your living room, it comes where you're driving, it comes when you're sitting on the beach. The radio is with you always, and it's a pleasure once a week to listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, it sounds like we're stalking people.
Not at all. I'm just saying, you know, we're everywhere. Let's have a look this week then at what retired expatriates can do with their pensions today. We do pensions on a fair time. Now, opinions will vary depending on the type of pension that you have. So let's start with defined contribution schemes. Can you explain what they are?
Yeah, it is a minefield, Howard, and as usual, the financial services industry has developed acronyms and descriptions which defy normal understanding. So it's probably a good idea to start off with basic definitions. A defined contribution pension scheme, it does exactly what it says on the tin, if you like. You pay a contribution towards your ultimate pension, which is defined in some way by either a monetary amount, but more often by a percentage of your salary, for example. So if you are on £50,000 a year, you may have to make a 3% contribution towards your defined contribution pension scheme, and your employer might make a 3% contribution as well. So there would be a 3,000 contribution, or whatever that 6% of 50,000 is, £3,000 a year contribution, and you build up that pot of money with these defined contributions, and effectively that pot grows into size until you come to your retirement time, and then you go out into the marketplace and buy whatever pension is most suited to you, of a variety of different choices, with the pot of money that you have accrued over the period of your membership of a defined contribution scheme.
So what options do people have for defined contribution pensions these days?
It's become a minefield for the unwary, and one of the largest areas within financial services in which common fraud and scams are prevalent. Because since the pension freedoms, as they're called, that were introduced in 2015, anyone who's a member of a defined contribution scheme can usually, from the age of 55, take up any one of the following options. They can take the whole of the fund as cash. Technically, that's called the pension commencement lump sum. 25% of that cash taken is under UK rules. This is not the rules within continental Europe, but under UK rules, 25% of that lump sum will be tax-free. The second is that you can make cash withdrawals from the pot of money you have accrued from your defined contributions. A quarter of that will be free of tax each time in the UK, that is, each time you take it. The third option is that you can take a regular income from this pot of money within the defined contribution scheme through what's known as flexible drawdown. That again does what it says on the tin. You draw down funds from the pot. And they're flexible in terms of the amount you might draw each year within actuarial guidelines. And you leave the remainder after you've taken your drawdown invested. And finally, you can take a secure and regular income by using the pot of money to purchase you a lifetime annuity, which can either be paid at a fixed rate, it can be paid at a rate which includes an increase, often in line with inflation, and it can also have a bolt-on widow's benefit in the event of the premature death of the pension holder. Now, we need to remember when we talk about defined benefit schemes, as they are established in the UK, then we're talking here about things like personal and employer pensions, self-invested personal pensions, or SIPs, as they're known. These pensions are, generally speaking, heavily invested in sterling-denominated assets, and they are therefore usually paid out in sterling, and as a consequence, conversion fees, variable exchange rates can and do influence the value of the income that retirees living in Europe receive from their UK pension. And there is a situation at the moment where if Brexit defaults down to a no-deal scenario, It may even prevent UK pension providers from legally paying benefits to British nationals within the European Union. It's an unlikely scenario because I think even where there is a no-deal Brexit, there will be intra-government agreement about how the benefits of UK pensions may be paid to British nationals living in the EU. But as you can understand, you're going to be transferring from your standard defined benefit scheme, sterling pot of money, and transferring it into your spending power, which is euros, and therefore you're always running a currency exchange rate risk.
So, Bill, what are defined benefit pensions? How do these work?
Another expression which is somewhat confusing. Defined benefit, if I can explain it simply, as opposed to defined contribution, under a defined benefit scheme, the benefit you will receive at retirement is defined within the trust deed that governs the pension. It's almost always referred to as a final salary scheme. And it's called that because in these arrangements, your employer, and you may very well be the company employer and the employee, the employer guarantees a proportion of your final salary for the whole of your retirement. And you can't normally withdraw cash from this type of pension, but you can transfer it to a defined contribution scheme, one of those I've described before, or to one of these now fairly well-known QROPS, a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme. Now, you know, traditionally, this has been considered, you know, making these transfers is considered less beneficial than taking the benefit of a guaranteed pension for life. However, in the last year or two, some of the pension providers have been offering very high levels of transfer values to try and encourage people with defined benefit schemes to move their money out and thereby reduce the future pension liability on the pension payer, the insurance companies, generally speaking. And sometimes those advantages have run into hundreds of thousands of pounds in excess of what was previously the case because interest rates have been so low that the pension providers can't buy secure assets to guarantee these pensions, and therefore they're prepared to pay out now to reduce the risk of being out of the money in the future. Now, if you are sensibly reinvested and you wanted to use the proceeds of a defined benefit scheme and to reinvest it, that is, then a high-off one-sum payment could potentially provide a retirement income that actually exceeds the original annual payment from the defined benefit scheme. But it is absolutely crucial to fully understand the consequences before giving up any guaranteed lifetime benefits. I emphasise those last three words because guaranteed lifetime benefits are one of the most valuable commodities you can acquire out of a pension scheme. And if you are going to move from that guaranteed basis, you need to understand what the consequences are. There are a myriad number of issues to consider, and the advice that you have to receive under the regulations imposed by the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK and the Blevins Franks advisors and the specialist pensions advisors are all regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority. It is a requirement to have a specialist by examination qualification to be able to give advice on transfers out of defined benefit schemes because the risk of losing that guaranteed benefit can be so high. So it's a complicated field, as I've probably already persuaded you by this explanation, and I'm sorry that it isn't simple and straightforward. But perhaps in itself, that's evidence that you need high quality, professional, independent, impartial, well-qualified advice before doing anything with your pension scheme. And most importantly, you need to make sure that you're dealing with genuine advisors, because as the Financial Conduct Authority have announced in their public warning statements, this has been an opportunity for fraudsters to scam the pension funds of hundreds, if not thousands of people. You don't want to be one of them.
You've talked about the value of these defined benefit pensions, Bill, and the lifetime value, and I'm sure all our listeners will understand that. So when you consider transferring money out of that, you must consider that, well, heavily, no? Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you've got a defined a scheme that's going to give you a guaranteed income for life. Clearly, you don't want to be stepping out of what is a very attractive long-term benefit in retirement, because you're not going to go and earn your money again. You have to be sure that what you're moving out of and what you're moving into is something that is likely to give you a better benefit than you would have got by staying in the defined benefit scheme. Now, the defined benefit schemes are protected by what's known as the Pension Protection Fund. And if you are badly advised, that does pay some compensation to scheme members. And also, if employers become insolvent and the scheme doesn't have enough funds, then there is a kind of a lifeboat there to protect you from that. But, you know, the answer really is to sit down with a qualified, independent and impartial advisor who understands what you have got, who understands what you've got in context, in a holistic way, if you like, with all of your other assets, and what your income requirements are, and what your aspirations for the future are in terms of the balance of your funds, and then to blend together the pension that you have with other investment opportunities, including perhaps the pension, that when you add one and one together, you come up with a 2.5 result because of the way in which tax planning and the interaction of one asset to another may give you a benefit that would not otherwise be available. It is important, though, to make sure that when you're taking advice, that you check out the credentials of the person advising you. Anyone giving you advice on a defined benefit scheme has to be qualified under the Financial Conduct Authority rules. You can go to the Financial Conduct Authority website and check out the status of your advisor. Do not be persuaded by promises that seem to promise the earth, because as we've all said so many times in the past, if it seems too good to be true, it is pretty much likely to be.
Yep. Well, you mentioned previously the co-ops bill, and expatriates in Spain have the option of transferring into these, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I'm sure that many listeners will be tired of hearing this wretched expression, QROPS, which stands for Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. And just to break that down for a moment, what it means is that under the UK tax rules, it qualifies, that's where the qualifying comes from, it qualifies for a transfer out of the fund you're in, but only to a recognised overseas pension scheme. So there are a number of very fine rules within what you may and may not do. Now, expatriates have this option to transfer their UK pension fund to an EU-based, I'd repeat that, to an EU-based qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme free of tax. Now, the QROPS advantages include the flexibility to pass the pension benefits on to your chosen heirs, which doesn't exist normally under a standard pension scheme. You can change the investment bias so that you can take your income in euros, where pension schemes otherwise would be payable in sterling. You can have them payable in sterling if you want. And most importantly, it gives you a much wider investment choice to match up with your future liabilities. If you're going to be living within the European Union for much of the next part of your life, then, of course, you should be biasing your assets to an EU bias so that you aren't living with a currency exchange rate risk. Now, QROPS benefits and the rules do vary significantly between a variety of providers and indeed a variety of jurisdictions. And if you want to transfer your UK pension to a QROPS outside of the European Economic Area, there is a 25% cash penalty on the pension fund to be paid. So clearly that's not terribly attractive. And one of the things I would suggest strongly right now is that if you do have a pension fund and you're considering the benefits, the tax advantages, the investment advantages, the income advantages of a QROPS, now is the time to try and bring that matter to a conclusion, because there is a consensus that says the UK government may tax transfers from UK pension funds to EU-based QROPS after Brexit, because clearly at the moment we are part of the European Union, but and whilst we're hanging on by our fingertips, but after Brexit takes place, assuming it does take place, the transfers out of the UK pension fund into a QROPS could become either taxable or they may even be prevented. So what you've got to do, as I say, is take specialist advice and make sure you don't trip over your own best intentions.
Well, it's been almost 4 years now since the famous pension freedom started in the UK. Do you think it's been a success?
Yes, I have. I do. I mean, it was a ridiculous concept that you should save money all of your life. I understand why they did this. The tax man gives you relief on the premiums you pay into your pension fund, and he wants his bit of tax back at the end when you take it out. But, you know, to have limited people who've saved all of their life in a manner in which they can then enjoy their pension is counterproductive. It's very important, if you have accrued a pot of money, to have free choice over where and when you then apply that money to give you the best advantage for the rest of your life. But just to reiterate, you know, you don't get two cracks of getting it right with your pension fund. If you get it right, it can be a huge benefit and an improvement in what you would otherwise have earned. If you get it wrong, well, you get it wrong, I'm afraid your pension fund takes a hit, and there's been lots of that going on. So whatever you do, talk to professionally qualified, independent financial advisors. Blevins Franks has a number of advisors that are qualified to give advice. And if you wanted to take advice from them, of course, I know they'd be pleased to hear from you.
Yeah. And I suppose another way of doing it wrong is if you get taken in by one of these pension scams. They go after the retired, don't they? And what can our listeners do to avoid this, and also making sure they make the right choice for their retirement savings?
Yeah, I think what you've got to do is I think you have got to validate the person initially who makes contact with you and the means of contact. Most of these scams take place by uninvited third-party contact over the telephone or by email. And I think you have to simply sit back and say, why have they contacted me? What's the purpose of this? And if you feel it's worth taking it further, ask all the right questions. Who are you? Where are you qualified? Who regulates you? All of the very important questions that are there to help you defend yourself. If they say they're regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, go to the Financial Conduct Authority website and check out the status of the advisor. Blevins Franks have been resident advisors to expatriates in Spain for almost 40 years, 40 years. We have seen so many, well, you and I, Howard, have seen lots of scams, from ostrich eggs through to boiler room operations, as they're called, trying to sell shares to innocent victims. Please be careful with your pension fund. You've worked hard to accumulate it, and you don't want to slip away from it from you too easy. The very syrupy-tongued scamsters that take part in these frauds are very persuasive. Speak to somebody like Blevins Franks, who's got a long-standing reputation, whose advisors are well-qualified and independent and will give you proper advice, rather than deal with somebody who's promising you the earth, because generally speaking, they don't deliver.
And I guess the best way to get in touch with Blevins Franks is your fabulous website.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to get that website up to speed. It is a very interesting concept. It has lots of information about a whole raft of things, pensions and many other things. And in particular, it will have the address of the offices that are closest to where you live. If you want to give us a call, we'd be happy to come and see you, or you can come and see us. Probably that's preferable, because all of the equipment we might need is at the office. But you can get to us by going to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk on the radio at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.